Two more weeks are on, it's okay.
Usually I like to say you'll have a report back within 30 to 45 days, but that means we don't have a report.
Thank you.
But again, always keep the report, they feel.
Thank you.
Thank you.
it's just a simple matter of Roxanne was out of the office, and the CD is having manually set each month to renew. She was out of the office, so it bounced back down to that, like, 3% when she came back. Set it back to the 4%. We have to do it monthly. It's just kind of helped with that. So.
And then the interest was just that good.
They retroactively fixed that also, yes.
Yeah, what I put in the minutes is that this agenda item is no longer needed as the notice of offense is going to be determined. Because
they did get
a notice that said it was dropping from 4% to 0.3%. And I unfortunately did not read it before the bank closed. Decided it was better to have it on here.
Absolutely.
And then follow up with the bank, then follow up with the bank, find out it was true, and now have to wait till
right.
a whole other meeting to decide what we wanted to do.
So
yeah, that item is absolutely not needed. It was just an error in the notice.
I
the whereas is our kind of the findings of fact for council.
Single resident and.
You know, these are facts to consider, and then, you know, based on these facts, we have to.
Sorry, so I have it in the third whereas and the first now therefore. Those are the only two places.
Do we say to a single resident and barn slash stock? Single. Yes.
Okay.
Okay, go back to that. Whereas demolition control should be authority, when they make the corner on the, since the several entrance and single shop owners, if they have the records of the structure, they can certify the standing line. And if new model is a single structure, then the property must be connected to the main line in front of the main, but each line has a separate curb stop. Now, before being resolved, that one line may be sent from place of choice of site, and instead of single, if it's not single shop owner, but the property has a separate structure, then it's served by the standing line. For the number of people down the new model, if it's a standard structure, then the property must be connected to the new line in front of the main, but each line has a separate curb stop. We have asked about, the pass line is, 35.
Aye.
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 So, there's a couple of ways that we could use that resolution. I did the one that you've got there to essentially like match our personnel policy, even though we're sort of removing this from the policy, but I recreated it within this resolution. I did see some resolutions from other towns where they just reference like the federal mileage website, and they reference, another website called US General Services Administration, and when you go there, you can actually put in your state and the fiscal year, and it will pop up rates that are already in line with inflation. So like, for example, for this fiscal year, it'd be $16 for breakfast Northwest General Services Administration, again, the memos that I saw put out by other towns, they just referenced GSA.gov. That one, however, is very simple. When you go to GSA.gov, right at the bottom, there's a full box where you fill in your state and the fiscal year you want to reference, and it pops right up with that information. So that one, that one is way more user friendly.
And I like having local funding.
Right.
Matter of the way, right?
I think if you, put that information in the resolution, which says where that information came from, you don't have to redo the resolution each year.
Right.
Am I answering your question? In other words, that would be perfectly legal, just like with the IRS mileage.
Okay. But that's what I'm asking, because you know, take whatever the place you can be, right? They adjust it. It's probably, I don't know what the rate is per mile, 50 something.
I'm pretty sure, but let me see.
But.
If you go to irs.gov and search mileage rate, it actually does. It's the first one to pop up, 2025 mileage rate. So, that'd be fine.
I like that one.
Yeah.
We've always used federal mileage rates. What would be the big difference is where I've left it blank. Do you want to pick your own numbers, or do you want to reference an ever-changing website?
You can always pass a new resolution, you know, saying, hey, it looks like they are authorizing $50 lunches, and we need to get control on that.
Well, and I should say, too, there's the standard rate, and I think we maybe would want to put some language in there about standard rate, but that website has, like, specific rates for Big Sky, West Yellowstone, Gardner, one for Helena, one for Kalispell, Whitefish, and one for Missoula. So you could go with that, like where those are higher for those other places, or you could reference the standard rate only regardless of where you travel it.
Yep.
So that gets a little more complicated. And then they also have a column for incidentals, which is not something we have typically paid. So that's why I didn't. At first I was leaning towards just referencing this GSA website because I liked the idea of it, and if you guys didn't like it, I was going to change it to that. The reason I didn't was the incidental expenses and the fact that it's different in other places. So that was why I went with more standard of what we had been doing. It's not hard for me to update this resolution. Assuming that's when they come out, I'll find out. I'm not sure when it changes.
Yeah.
I guess the rates change on the fiscal year.
Yeah.
So we would always be using the federal mileage rate, so then we could review it like June or July of every year.
I like that one.
Okay. So you want me to fill that one in with those? Oh, that's fine. Yep, that's exactly what I was looking at. I didn't hear what Mark said.
So this we applies did not
to everybody but Randy.
No, we did a long time ago.
We did not talk about
this
right
agenda.
Now. But that's actually rough.
Isn't that, so you found that GSA too?
Yeah, I found the same one, but the GSA is exactly the same as the state.
Okay. I just
is the
stole
state
it
one
from,
references. specifically child information references GSA, so what's the point? Why reinvent the wheel? Yeah.
Okay, so I'm just double checking what I got on here. And I did, Ryan, under that first bullet point, put at the end IRS.gov. So that is referenced. So let me reprint this and I'll get you a clean copy.
You want us to text you a copy, Phil?
Oh. I guess she's got it.
I'm on her own. No, I'm gonna thank you.
Just making sure you're still there.
I'm still here. I keep trying to jump in and make a motion and you guys won't let me.
Oh, wait.
And then, of course, I kept all the other language about fields included with your conference will reduce your per diem rate. Complimentary breakfast at a hotel will not reduce your rate. So I kept all of the rest of that is straight out of our personnel policy, what we had been doing. And I didn't think any of that. I mean, I think all of that has been working well, so I didn't see any reason to change that.
Yeah, that'll make sense.
Just the rates actually predate my time here. Maybe I'm not sure how long before that. But they haven't been changed in well over a decade. So.
It's time.
It was.
So we don't even need like a different face of these rates on the industry.
Not if you're just gonna review it and change it. We don't have to base it on anything. You guys could have come up with numbers that were completely arbitrary or whatever you felt was necessary. So we don't need to reference anything. Unless you'd like me to put something in there, I can.
Fair to summarize it with all the council members.
Cheryl, do you want me to read it? Is it the whole thing?
Yeah, it was on the package.
No, I.
Those numbers.
I already did read it. I was going to say yes, but no, I was gonna. No, I'm good.
Okay.
Me.